Kenya has delayed the reopening of its schools by 1 week due to severe flooding caused by heavy rains, with flood-related fatalities approaching 100 since mid-March. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The Education Ministry announced Sunday night that the reopening of schools would be postponed due to the adverse effects of flooding on some school premises. Reports from local media indicate that over 100 schools have been inundated, with some experiencing structural damage such as collapsed walls and blown-off roofs. Originally scheduled to resume on Monday, schools will now reopen on May 6 to allow for necessary preparations and repairs. The death toll from the flooding in Kenya stands at 93, with expectations of further fatalities following a tragic boat capsizing in northern Garissa County on Sunday night. While the Kenyan Red Cross has rescued 23 individuals, more than a dozen people remain missing. Heavy rainfall has persisted since mid-March, prompting warnings from the Meteorology Department of continued precipitation. The broader East African region has also been grappling with flooding, with reports of 155 deaths in Tanzania and over 200,000 people affected in neighboring Burundi. In Kenya, the capital Nairobi has recorded the highest number of flood-related deaths according to police records. The country's main airport faced flooding on Saturday, leading to flight diversions, as images circulated online depicting a submerged runway, terminals, and cargo section. Airport manager Henry Kegoy attributed the flooding to ongoing refurbishment work, compounded by heavy rains overwhelming temporary drainage systems. Over 200,000 individuals nationwide have been affected by the floods, with homes in flood-prone areas submerged and displaced individuals seeking shelter in schools. In response, President William Ruto directed the National Youth Service to allocate land for the establishment of temporary camps to accommodate those affected by the flooding. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.